I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. Psalm 139, 14. I am Rob West. God made each of us in His image, yet unique in our own way. We have different abilities to serve the kingdom and different needs. For example, our healthcare needs may differ. I'll talk with Lauren Gydeck today about a great way to help you pay your individual healthcare costs. Then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, if you like hearing about innovative ways to cover healthcare expenses, you never want to miss Lauren Gydeck's visit to the program. Lauren is the Vice President of Communications and Media at Christian Healthcare Ministries, an underwriter of this program. Lauren, great to have you back.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you for having me today.
Lauren, we always discuss medical cost sharing when you're with us because it provides so many blessings. Right now, you want folks to know about one of them in particular, and that is that Christian Healthcare Ministries strives to serve every Christian. Share more about that.
Yeah, I'd be glad to do that. So Christian Healthcare Ministries, or as we like to call it, CHM, it really is for every Christian, you know, regardless of where you live in the country or what denominational background. It's the body of Christ coming together to share each other's healthcare costs. And, you know, the common bond we share is our love for God and the salvation that we have through Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's well said. We said that our healthcare needs differ and they change over time. So share with us some of the stages and even changes that folks go through that make their healthcare needs change.
Yeah, we like to say CHM is for every age and stage. So what we mean by that is, you know, if you're a single person, if you're a married couple, a younger married couple, older married couple, if you have kids in the home, if you're an entrepreneur and you want to start a business, you know, you can take CHM with you wherever you go. Or if you're a little further along in life and you're getting ready for retirement, you know, CHM can be a great solution for you.
Let's dive into those specifically. Share the options that you have available for these folks.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. So we have four programs. We have Gold, Silver, Bronze, and Senior Share. And those programs are, you know, tailored to different budgets. So our programs start as low as $92 a month. And you can change your program. You can have a different family members on different programs. So there's a lot of flexibility with that.
And I know one of the differentiators with CHM is not just how effective it is at reducing the cost of making sure you have proper care for yourself or your family, but it's also the sense of belonging that comes with being a part of CHM. Share that with us.
Yes, definitely. So one of the best things about CHM, in fact, it's critical to who we are, is that we are, you know, a Christian organization. We are a ministry first and foremost. And, you know, we talk to people all the time who are going through some very, very difficult times in their lives. And it's just another way that the body of Christ ministers to each other by participating in this program, because you're receiving prayer and encouragement at the time of your life when you need it most, you know, when you're in the midst of a health incident. And 1 Corinthians 12:27 says, "You are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it." And we really believe that at CHM.
Yeah, I know you do. I want to drill down on one specific aspect of the ministry and the offerings that you have before we wrap up today. You mentioned Senior Share. Will you share just for a moment about how CHM works with Medigap or Medicare Advantage plans?
Yes. So CHM will jump in and help with the costs that Medicare will not cover. So if you're of the proper age, we do require Medicare enrollment. But, you know, if there's a gap there and Medicare doesn't cover everything, then CHM can come in and help pick up the slack on those costs.
Excellent. Well, we're grateful for our long-term partnership, Lauren, with Christian Healthcare Ministries. I know you've served hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of our listeners and some of our own team members here at FaithFi. So we appreciate all your great work, and thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Folks, if you want to learn more, go to chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi. That was Lauren Gydeck with us today. Back with your questions after this. 800-525-7000. Stick around.
The Truth For Youth Bible is helping change lives.
I was one of the most prominent drug dealers in my school. One of the girls came up to me one day and gave me a Truth For Youth Bible. She told me to read it. I immediately started cussing her out. That day at lunch, I started reading some of the comics in the front, and I noticed that one of the drug dealers in the front was a lot like me. I realized that I needed help, and God was the only way I was going to get that. I went and found the girl. I asked her to teach me how to pray, and she did, and she forgave me. And then I asked Jesus to forgive me.
Over the last 20 years, more than 1 million Truth For Youth Bibles have been given to youth all over America. And this year, we want to add at least 60,000 to that total. It's available in English and Spanish, and every student between the ages of 13 and 18 can get one free if they promise to give it to a friend at school. Call 844-530-8890. That's 844-530-8890 between 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Central, or visit tfy.org anytime.
We are grateful for support from the Eventide Center for Faith and Investing. ECFI is an educational initiative of Eventide Asset Management that seeks to help Christians understand and practice biblically faithful investing. They do this through their podcast and online journal featuring articles from industry thought leaders and their course called Discover God's Story for Investing. More information is available at faithandinvesting.com. That's faithandinvesting.com.
On the next Focus on the Family with Jim Daly, Olympic gold medalist Scott Hamilton shares about reaching the pinnacle of his sport but finding his true identity in Christ. He'll share about battling a brain tumor and a lifelong journey of overcoming, as he'll inspire you to find the peace and joy he's discovered. Next time on Focus on the Family with Jim Daly.
Focus on the Family is heard each weekday morning at 5 o'clock Central on American Family Radio.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. So glad you're along with us today. Looking forward to taking your calls and questions on anything financial, whatever's going on in your financial life today. We'd love to talk about it. Or if you have a testimony, perhaps you've seen God at work in your financial life. I know you have. God is our provider, and so every dollar is a gracious gift from Him. But how is that working out? How is that being applied in light of a biblical wisdom? Do you have a story you might want to share of God's faithfulness in your life, or how you've seen biblical truth at work in your own finances? Share that with us today. 800-525-7000. Again, that number is 800-525-7000. We do have lines open today. We're looking forward to taking your questions on whatever you're considering in your financial life, so you can call right now. Let me say that the markets are responding favorably. We had that big sell-off yesterday. We certainly saw that the Dow Jones was off over 1,000 points.
points. The NASDAQ had the biggest downward move yesterday, all on the heels of just weakening data here at home with regard to our economy, the global economy, and this Japanese carry trade, which is essentially where the Japanese have had a zero interest rate policy to stimulate growth. That means you can go in and borrow money in Japan, in yen. You can then use it to buy other assets like here in the United States that are paying a good bit more, and you get the carry, the difference between the two. Well, when the Japanese central bankers unexpectedly raised their interest rates and the yen strengthened against the dollar, that involves the unwinding of what they call the carry trade, which had a ripple effect on top of this already weakening data of the global economy. That led to global sell-offs, and we certainly were a part of that yesterday. Today, the Dow Jones has responded as the S&P 500 tries to recover. It's up about 1%. The Dow Jones is up about the same. So we'll continue to watch this play out, but there's no doubt our economy is slowing, and we're seeing the effects of it. We clearly had, with our current price levels, basically priced in a near-perfect environment, and the reality of the economy is that it's anything but perfect right now, as we see jobless claims on the rise, unemployment on the rise, weakening manufacturing data. We're also seeing just an overall slowing of gross domestic product. That's all the while we still have high interest rates and inflation not near its target of 2%, at least by the Fed. We're still north of 3%. So we've got a lot of headwinds right now, and some thought the S&P was 20% overvalued. We're down about 8% off of those highs, so we could have a ways to go, especially as we enter what is normally a pretty tumultuous season in the fall, not to mention it's an election year. However, with that said, keep in mind we want to be long-term investors. You know, God's Word talks about steady plodding, and I think that's a great picture for us in terms of how we should think about our own investing. When we're investing and taking God's money and putting it to work, we want to be long-term. We don't want to be operating out of the whims of the market. We certainly don't want to be investing from an emotional standpoint. We want to take that steady plodding approach where we're properly diversified, not taking unnecessary risk, with a long time horizon. And that's the way you ultimately see success in stock market investing, be it bonds or stocks. So hopefully that's a good reminder for us today, and certainly a welcome sight to see some green on the big boards today. All right, we're going to take your calls and questions here in just a moment. The number again, 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's begin in Arkansas today. Daniel, you'll be our first caller, sir. Go ahead.
How are you today?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. My question is, I've been seeing a lot of these advertisements on the internet and Facebook and places like that about debt cancellation, and there's one going on right now. If you're a veteran and you owe like $20,000 or $30,000 or more, you know, then you can get it wiped out, stuff like that. Is this a legitimate deal, or is this just a spam?
Yeah, I wouldn't touch that. There is no such thing as debt cancellation. What they may be referring to, I mean, number one, it could just be clickbait and be completely spam. If there is something behind it, it's most likely what's called debt settlement, where essentially they will ask you to stop making payments on your debt. You start paying that same monthly payment to them, where they start to build up kind of a war chest, so to speak. They're going to come in behind you all the while your credit is being trashed because you've stopped making payments, and now it's going to collections, and they're going to start hounding you for payments, and then they're going to try to come in behind you and negotiate a reduced payback or a settlement of some kind and try to use the money that you're accruing. It's a disastrous strategy in my view. So it could be that, or it could be just something that's completely a scam altogether. So I think the best approach, if this is credit card debt, is something called debt management. But let me ask Daniel, what kind of debt are you talking about?
Oh, I'm only looking at, if I combine everything I've got, I'm only looking at about 20,000 or something like that.
All right. And what type of debt is it?
Well, one of them is just a loan where I compiled some other things to make it easier. and then one's like a car payment, and that's, I mean, I don't have a whole lot, but I mean, yeah. You know, I'm like everybody else. If there's a cancellation program, yeah. I'd like to know about it.
Absolutely. I can certainly understand that. Yeah. You know, you need to be careful with that, but and I would say veterans have to be vigilant to avoid scams. So you got to always research anything that sounds too good to be true. And I think this would certainly be one of those. No, you're not missing anything here, Daniel. So I think the key is keep your lifestyle at a minimum, try to free up as much surplus as you can. And in this case, with just a consolidation loan and a car loan, I'd probably go, you know, pay the minimums on both, but attack the one with the highest interest rate in this case. And, you know, sooner rather than later, you'll be out of it. And hopefully we don't go back there. But in terms of debt cancellation, there's not anything out there that you might be missing. They're just trying to get you to click something.
Right. The way I'm doing it right now is I'm attacking the lowest balance.
Okay.
So that I can free up what I'm paying on that to pay on the next one.
Yeah, and that's a great strategy as well. We certainly like that with credit cards, but it can work in other contexts. What you're talking about is what they call the snowball method, where essentially you keep everything current, but you attack that smallest balance. That's going to do two things. You mentioned one of them. It's going to eliminate that quicker, and then to your point, you're going to recoup that monthly payment, and that's going to happen sooner rather than later, and then you can use the surplus you were sending plus, you know, that monthly payment to then go after the one with the larger balance. The second thing is you get that quicker win, which gives you that, you know, boost that you've accomplished that. You're going to tear it up and celebrate that. And that's going to give you some momentum, hopefully, to keep this train going, especially if you're having to make some sacrifices along the way in order to speed that up. And you're giving some things up to create that surplus. So I like that strategy, Daniel. That's a great approach.
Thank you, sir.
All right. God bless you. We appreciate you being on the program, Daniel. Thank you for your service to our country, my friend. We're grateful. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We're going to head to a break here. That's our first break in our question session, but we've got plenty more segments coming and opportunities to answer whatever questions you have in your financial life today. So if you want to call right now, we'd love to hear from you. We've got lines open, 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. Headed to Texas after this break for another question and perhaps yours as well. Stay with us.
What we believe about the Bible is based on what we believe about its source.
The God Who Speaks, the award-winning documentary from the American Family Association, is now available in a special limited edition DVD set. This release includes a Sunday school curriculum and 2 hours of additional footage. Go to thegodwhospeaks.org to get your copy today. Thegodwhospeaks.org.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
The American Family Association's mission is to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. Our goal is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. We believe that our ministry, as well as everything in the heavens and on earth, belongs to God, and our role is that of a trusted manager.
Thank you for standing with the American Family Association.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Hi, I'm Riley Wellman, director of the AFA Foundation. One of my main things that I like to do is visit with our supporters, whether it's traveling or just on the phone. We just love to meet with people, and if they have a complicated situation, we would love to sit down and talk with them. You can visit us at afafoundation.net or give us a call at 800-326-4543, extension 345.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance Program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today. Looks like we have two lines open. That's 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's head back to the phones to Texas. Twilene, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Hello. Yes, sir.
I am trying to find out about a death deed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what can I help you with on that?
Well, my mother has purchased this land a couple of years ago. She has three small houses on it, and it's like 3 acres. And I went and filed at the courthouse a death deed that I printed off the internet and filed it, and everything went through okay. But I'm now wondering if that is a good thing to do. How does that affect me as far as taxes goes?
Yeah. All right, so this is your mom's property, is that right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, and you put a transfer on death deed, which is available in Texas, and who is the going to be receiving that? Is it one heir or multiple?
Me, it would just
okay.
be me.
It's coming to you. All right, yeah, so, I mean, that's a good thing in the sense that it's going to, you know, get you out of probate. And so the TOD deed allows, you know, that to pass directly to you, which bypasses the cost and the involvement of the probate court. So it's less expensive. Your mom's going to retain control of the property until her death. And, you know, it's a way that she can pass it to you very efficiently and quickly at her death. So I think, you know, that's certainly a good thing. There's no tax implications to that that are different from you inheriting it by way of the by way of a will through probate. And currently, the estate laws are such that, you know, if there's you know, an estate of less than $13 million, there are no estate taxes, and at least federally, and then you don't have any inheritance tax. So you would essentially inherit that property. You'd get a step up in basis equal to the market value as of the date of death, which means if you turn around and sell it, you have no taxes. And, you know, if you hold on to it, then obviously you'd be responsible for capital gains beyond that point. So I think this is a good move. I think the only question is just, you know, you've got it in a form off the internet and you filed it. It's, you said it was successful and has been updated accordingly by the county records office. I think the only, you know, potential issue is just, whenever we're involving estate planning decisions and documents, I prefer to consult with an estate planning lawyer just so we don't make any legal mistakes that could, you know, nullify this. It's pretty straightforward. So some would argue it's just not necessary. It's an added expense. I just think with certain things like this, I'd rather have an attorney look it over and just make sure I haven't missed anything. But apart from that, I don't take any issue with the approach that your mom has taken here.
Okay. All right. And also, since she is, I'm inheriting that when she upon her death, does that include everything on the land and in the house or not? Is that separate?
It's the entire parcel. So anything that is related to that that deed. So if that includes the land and whatever dwellings are on it, then all of that would be included. But again, I would probably get with the estate planning attorney just to look at the overall estate and make sure everything's in order. Does she have a valid durable power of attorney and healthcare surrogate, all of that?
I believe she does. Okay. She's she's very limited on her finances. So I don't really know. I guess that's something I need to ask her.
Yeah. Okay.
Right now, I take anytime she has to go to the doctor or anything, they go through me to for questions and bills and stuff like that. I take care of all that.
Okay. Yeah. You just want to make sure that, you know, so the healthcare surrogate is going to give you the ability to officially and legally make healthcare decisions on her behalf if she's unable to do so. The durable power of attorney is the same, but for financial and legal matters. And then there's a living will, which is end of life decisions that she would be able to make, you know, prior to that point. So those are important documents. And then a will obviously is going to be the catch-all for anything that's not, you know, under the TOD deed, which is the property, or, you know, anything that doesn't have a beneficiary on it, like a financial account. It's going to cover all the rest of her personal property and assets.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So okay. Even her car on the property, that would go to me too then.
No, an automobile would not be included in that TOD deed. That would come under her will, last will and testament.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. She don't have a will at all that I'm aware of.
Yeah. And I think that would be important. I mean, you said it's a pretty simple situation. And apart from that, she would die intestate, which just basically means the court would decide who gets what. And it could end up being fairly simple. It's just that with a simple will, either one that you all, you know, fill out yourself and record, you know, with a notary or something like that, or through, you know, visiting with an attorney and as a part of an overall package of state planning documents, that would be important to have just to make sure that everything is handled efficiently.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I sure appreciate you and thank you for your ministry.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Twilene. Thank you for calling today. Lord bless you. To Louisiana. Hi, Ann. Go ahead.
Yes. I was wondering, other than attorney's fees and all that, which most people can't afford, natural older people, these scams with these companies threatening you in reference to wanting money and donation of other stuff and all that kind of stuff. What? Attorney general is the only thing you probably can do to notify, but the way politics are nowadays, you can't trust them either. So what's a good thing to do? Just tear it up and throw it away or what?
It really is. I mean, I'd have a good shredder, a cross-cut shredder at your disposal. That's always a good thing. Unfortunately, this is one of those things, both physically and through the mail and electronically. It's just a reality. I mean, there are steps you can take. I would say don't respond or ever provide personal information. So I'd avoid engaging with the sender. You can report fraud when there is fraud through the federal agencies like the Federal Trade Commission and postal scams through the Postmaster General. You can place fraud alerts on your credit file. You can send cease and desist letters. You know, there's also the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. They have a lot of resources out there. You can even send cease and desist letters as well. Hopefully that's helpful, but I don't think it's going away, Ann. We'll be right back.
Did you know the average person walks nearly 2,000 miles a year? Now think about the millions of children around the world who risk disease and miss out on opportunities simply because they walk those 2,000 miles without a decent pair of shoes. Around the world, Buckner Shoes for Orphan Souls provides access to health, education, hope, and opportunity through the gift of shoes. Visit giveshoestoday.org and find out how you can provide shoes for a child right now.
Over the last 20 years, more than a million Truth for Youth Bibles have been given to youth all over America. And this year, we want to add at least 60,000 to that total. It's available in English and Spanish, and every student between the ages of 13 and 18 can get one free if they promise to give it to a friend at school. Call 844-530-8890. That's 844-530-8890 between 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Central, or visit tfy.org anytime.
Frustrated by your health insurance? Confused by the network restrictions and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high cost of healthcare. Take back control of your healthcare with the ability to choose a provider you trust with no network restrictions and savings of up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
When you hear this,
this is American Family News.
You know what follows is the truth. Your news from a Christian perspective.
Hundreds of teachers are going to have to walk into that school building and they are forced to swallow political ideology that in many cases violates their very faith and conscience.
If you miss it at the top of the hour, American Family News podcasts are available at afn.net and sign up for our daily news brief at afn.net.
We are grateful for support from the Eventide Center for Faith and Investing. ECFI is an educational initiative of Eventide Asset Management that seeks to help Christians understand and practice biblically faithful investing. They do this through their podcast and online journal featuring articles from industry thought leaders and their course called Discover God's Story for Investing. More information is available at faithandinvesting.com. That's faithandinvesting.com.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today, 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. Hey, just a quick reminder, this is National Truth for Youth Bible Week here on American Family Radio. We're inviting you to help us give away thousands of free Bibles to young people across America. We have a long-standing partnership here at AFR with Revival Fires International to provide the hope of Jesus to teens as they return to school. It's an amazing opportunity to reach a generation of young people and get the Word of God back in the public schools through the distribution of the popular Truth for Youth Bible to teens across our nation. And we know that they need the hope of Jesus, and that comes through God's Word. And so as these young people return to their campuses, they have the ability to bring these Bibles with them at no cost to them and put them in the hands of students in their schools. And we've seen literally tens of thousands coming to Christ in this partnership in prior years, and we want to continue that again. So Revival Fires International is giving one free Truth for Youth Bible to every student between the ages of 13 and 18, as long as they promise to pass it along to a friend this year. The Truth for Youth Bible has the entire New Testament. It has full-color comics that present the gospel and moral truths, and it's powerful. It's also available in Spanish. Over 1 million of these have already been given away over the 20 years that this project has been in place, and thousands of young people have received Christ. In fact, more than 25,000 over the last 20 years. So here's the goal this year. We want you to help us get 60,000 Bibles into the hands of teens. Can you imagine? We're going to do it. You can order a Bible on behalf of your son or daughter or teens. Just call us to get one. You can also order large quantities of Bibles for just $2 each. Here's how you do that. Just go to the website tfy.org. That stands for Truth for Youth. That's tfy.org. Or if you'd rather call, I'm going to give you the phone number. Get your pen ready. Call 844-530-8890. And if you'll do that between 8:30 and 4:30 Central Time, 844 844- 530-8890, or it's quick and easy at tfy.org. Again, we're inviting you to help us give away 60,000 Bibles. Put those in the hands of a teen who is going to then pass that on to another student who doesn't know Christ. So we're so excited about this partnership. We're thrilled about the response you've already had, but we still have a ways to go, and you can help us get there, tfy.org. All right, let's head back to the phones today to Oklahoma. Hi, Sheila. Go ahead.
Hi. Hello. My question is, my brother and sister have a trust together with three houses in it. My sister has since died. My brother is still alive. And the trust has money in it already. He is thinking about selling one of the houses. Does the money have to go to the trust, or can he keep the money?
Yeah. So who is the grantor, do you know, of
it's
the trust?
A financial institution has the money.
Okay. They're
the money to begin with.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, they're the trustee. The grantor is the one that created the trust. So was he the beneficiary, your brother, of your sister, or of his sister's trust, or were they both the grantors?
It was combined. Neither one were married. They had a lawyer that came in and created this trust for them through the church, and the money goes to a financial institution, and then income will be distributed to the sons, to their nephews, and
okay,
all, because they never had children.
After your brother passes away.
Right.
Okay.
Now, he has
yeah.
not passed away and
yeah.
yet. So.
Okay, let me just give you some general counsel here, and then I would talk to an attorney because, you know, these get complicated. I'm certainly not an attorney, but here's how this works. So a trust has a grantor or multiple grantors. If you have a joint trust, and that's the person that creates it. And as long as that trust is revocable and not irrevocable, then the grantor or grantors during their life can make changes. And you can put property in a trust. You can put other assets, cash and other assets in the trust. So if there was multiple grantors, one has passed away, you would have to read the provisions of the trust. But likely what would be the case is that your brother, as one of the grantors, would be able to sell a piece of property in that trust, and the proceeds could stay in the trust, or he could take it out of the trust because it's revocable and he set it up. And it would only go into effect after he dies. And then the trustee, whoever has been named as the trustee, it sounds like it's a corporate trustee, would then be responsible for distributing the assets of the trust to whoever the beneficiaries are and whatever circumstances are named in the trust. So it may be, you know, as they reach certain ages or graduate college or, you know, whatever the trust documents say. But if it's a revocable trust, he would likely be able to either leave the proceeds in the trust or take them out. The only complicating factor is you'd have to understand what the trust language says with regard to his sister's passing, if that was the other person who was the other grantor, as to what, you know, triggering events happen then. But generally speaking, with a revocable trust, while the grantor is still living, he can basically do what he wants. And essentially, you know, you're selling a property in the same way you would as if it was held in your name, as long as he's alive.
Okay. Well, you answered my question. He could put the money in if he wants to, or he can take it out, whatever. But he's got control of it, more or less.
Potentially. I think, again, yeah. The only complicating factor is the other grantor has passed away. And so I think that's where getting some legal counsel, just to make sure that you're reading the trust properly and you understand the implications of that. So, again, this is probably a good idea for him to check back in with the attorney that created it if he has any questions about it, because both grantors are not living any longer, only him. So I think that would be the only question that I would have whether that has any bearing on this. But generally speaking, when a grantor is still living, the grantor can do what they want with the assets of a revocable trust, keep them in, take them out, make changes. That's the purpose of the revocable trust. Thank you for calling, Sheila. We appreciate you being on the program today. Let's see. We're going to take another break here in just a moment. Eric, I know you have a question about a 401k there in Arkansas, and we will tackle that just around the corner. We also have other lines open today in our final segment. We'd love to tackle your question or hear your testimony. Maybe God's been at work in your financial life. You'd like to share that with our listeners as an encouragement today. We'd invite you to be a part of the program. The way to do that, just head to the phones and call us right now at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. By the way, if you'd like to connect with an advisor, you know, we talk often here about investment advisors. We just in our last caller talked about an estate planning attorney. Often we talk about financial planning issues. So many of these issues require a trusted financial professional, and I would go a step beyond that to say a competent financial professional who shares your values as a Christ follower. Well, that's the CKA designation, Certified Kingdom Advisor, and you can find a CKA in your city when you go to faithfi.com and click Find a Professional. That's faithfi.com. We'll be right back.
We're going to talk about the further issue, our response, who's behind this.
Sandy Rios on Sandy Rios 24/7.
Talk is cheap.
Honest. Insightful.
Doing nothing is creating chaos in the world. Danger for America.
Sandy Rios informs listeners from a Christian worldview.
It's time to act in the polls, because I have to tell you, most of them are just doing nothing.
Listen on the podcast page at AFR.net.
The FDA did approve this particular over-the-counter drug for terminating early pregnancies. This is a policy that not only should be challenged, it was challenged. This is a study that's done, and this is the data, this is the science. You can always question that and say, well, who is funding this research? Are these geared toward a specific outcome? But that also begs the question, where is our funding on our side for better studies?
Jenna Ellis in the morning, weekdays at 7 Central on American Family Radio.
Are you searching for a way to become a better, faithful steward of the resources that God has given you? Well, download the FaithFi app and join the 37,000 others who are already using our app. The FaithFi app will provide you with wisdom, community, and simply help you stay on track with your finances. We have 3 money management options to choose from, so find an option that fits your unique needs. It's available on desktop or mobile. Simply go to faithfi.com and click app to get started.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly 3 decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Hey, thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Here in our final segment today, we've got room for a couple of additional questions. 800-525-7000. You have a financial question, you can call right now. Let's head to Arkansas. Hey, Eric. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning. I've got a 401k, and I haven't looked at it since yesterday, but before it had like $450,000. I had set it up where years ago where 50% of it was in a stable fund and 50% was in a 2040 plan to retire 2040, so half of it's in that. I can't remember the name of that, but I guess it's basically the stock market. But it had grown where it was at 56% was in that and 44% in savings. But I contribute half of my money goes into each one of those funds. I was wondering if I should make some changes to that, like put more money into that fund out of the savings or leave it alone.
Yeah, it's a good question. What is your age?
I'm 51.
51. Okay. So at 51, you're still obviously working at this point, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I plan to work till 62 or so.
Okay, great. And so, you know, what we would do is we would typically say, all right, you know, at 50 years old, you know, you'd probably want to have a 60-40 portfolio. I mean, just as a starting point, 60 stocks, maybe 40 in bonds, recognizing that even though, let's say, you're 15 years away from shifting to whatever God has next for you, you know, you still at that point have a long time horizon because, you know, at 65, let's say, you know, you live into your well into your 90s or beyond. I mean, you've got three decades if you're in good health and the Lord tarries. So, you know, I think we still want to maintain that posture of giving the opportunity to grow that. Now, in terms of where you might want to be, I mean, what you probably have with that is, you know, with a 2040 fund, you've probably got, you know, maybe 70% of that, I would say, in stocks and probably 30% in bonds. I'm guessing. I mean, it could change, you know, pretty significantly depending on which fund family you're with, but that's usually the way that would be. So that's half of your portfolio is 70-30, and then you've got the other half in stable, so that's pretty much all bonds. So I would say you're probably slightly skewed, you know, a bit conservative, perhaps a bit more conservative than your typical 60-40 stock to bond fund. Now, you may want to be a little bit more conservative, and that would be perfectly appropriate. I think you just need to, you know, measure that against how much have you saved, and do you feel like you're on track for retirement, you know, or are you a little bit behind? And I'm not saying if you're behind, you throw caution to the wind. I'm just saying, you know, a lot of times, you know, one of the risks of underfunding your retirement is being too conservative, you know, in the periods leading up to retirement, just because, again, we still have that long time horizon, even once you get there, even though I like the idea of getting more conservative over time. So, you know, I think the next step is really just to decide, you know, where you want to be with your ultimate portfolio allocation. What is that right mix for you? Given that you've already built up quite a nest egg, but you still got, you know, a good bit of time ahead of you. And if it is more toward the 60-40 stock to bond allocation, then I think you can layer that on top of your current strategy. And what I think you'll find is you're probably a little bit, you know, more conservative than that today, just based on what I'm hearing. Does that make sense, though?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, yeah, and it's took me, I mean, I've been with the company for 29 years, so it's took me that long. I contribute 5%. That's what the company matches. My other question is, should I up my percentage?
Yeah.
Should I put in?
And that's really a planning conversation. How much do you have in there today?
Well, before yesterday, I had 450,000.
Okay.
And I haven't looked at it. I was afraid to, but.
Well, good news is today we're up. So, but you're not investing for a day or a quarter or a year. You're investing for the long haul. How much are you putting in per year, roughly?
I don't remember. It's 5% of my income.
Yeah.
Which I guess I grossed about 90,000 last year. So.
Okay. But, and does that include the match? Is there a match?
They match that 5%.
Okay. So
they don't match. I mean, they match like 2.5% to my 5%.
Okay. So let's say you're adding $7,500 a year to that. You know, if that were to grow at 8% over the next 15 years, you know, you'd, if you add $7,500 annually to that $450,000 for 15 years, you'd have about $1.6 million. You know, and so I think, you know, the question is, are you on track? I mean, that 1.6 million, if that's what it grew to at 4%, would throw off 64,000, not counting Social Security. And so I think, you know, perhaps that's the next step, is to visit with an advisor to define your financial finish line, just so you can determine what is my ultimate savings goal. And then am I on track, ahead, or behind, you know, to reach that goal, realizing that most people live on about, you know, 70 to 80% of their pre-retirement income, because usually their house is paid off and they're no longer saving for retirement and the kids are off the payroll. And, you know, I mean, there's some, obviously medical expenses go up, but a lot of the other expenses come down. And so just given the fact that you're making about $90,000 a year now, it feels like you potentially are on track to be certainly where you need to be, if not maybe a bit overfunded. But that would be a good question to ask. So I think, you know, if that's all true, then you could stay on the more conservative end of your investment allocation. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Very good. Well, I hope that helps you. Absolutely, Eric. If you wanted to connect with an advisor, not even necessarily to manage the money, but just to do some planning, you could find a CKA on our website, faithfi.com. Thanks for your call today. Let's go to Virginia. Hi, Tommy. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking this call. This is a blessing I have. So not asking for advice. I wanted to say the hope that is rendered by listening to you and to your people is so much of a big gift that my wife and I, who listen to you all the time, receive. We are a small business since the latter 70s. I'm in my early 70s. I have not a good aneurysm, so, you know, the clock's ticking. But we finished a lawsuit about 2 years ago, an unusual, frivolous lawsuit where we had to defend ourselves in our state. It took 3 years, took a little over $200,000. We're still paying one of the lawyers. And all through that, at times, it was sort of like walking through a dark cloud. But listening to people talk, listening to your practical advice, I'm sort of a geek, so I understand math really well. So today we really look forward to the future. We only have like $150,000 in savings. We live in a little small, modest house, but we have a vibrant small business, family business that the customers love. But that little frivolous lawsuit just took its time, and we ended up turning it into the General Assembly in our state. And actually one of the upper top people in my state was terminated. So it's a slow full circle. We stay involved in our community and our church, and we try to render hope. And I just want to tell you, it's just so huge, because I hear a lot of people's stuff. I used to have shame that hit me really hard, because I hear with some people there that have some successes. And I said, well, we had that, and this is just what we were chosen. We were chosen to go through this. So it's okay. And out of that 40 plus years in our business, we only had one lawsuit like this. So as my son said, you just had a lemon, Dad. You know, our lawyer said the same. You just, there are four lawyers, said you just had a tremendous lemon. So thank you so much, Rob. Thank you, people that call and share. And you never give up, and you never know which way the future holds. It's not all in our power. And I've had to learn to relinquish.
Wow. What a powerful testimony. Well, I appreciate you sharing that, Tommy. Listen, you know, you've been on a journey and you've seen God's faithfulness, and you haven't had any shortage of challenges along the way. And that's true for all of us. And yet you're giving testimony here today to God's faithfulness, his provision, the fact that even before the first dollar, we're rich. We have an abundance because we were adopted into his family through the shed blood of Jesus. And so we have hope, and we can be a light, and we can be salt in this world and proclaim God's goodness and faithfulness, and the fact that he's trustworthy and his promises are true to the rest of the world that's looking on and watching. And I appreciate you giving testimony to that today, sir. And I'm confident what you just shared will be an encouragement to many in our listening audience. So God bless you. Thanks for taking the time to call in today. We always love to hear stories of folks just like you. Let's quickly go to Louisiana. Ricky, I understand you have questions about gold. I have just a minute left. Are you wondering if this is a good time to buy?
Yes, sir. Well, you know, let me real quick, sir. We only got a minute, and I'll state it real fast. Okay. I hear a lot of people say, you know, invest in gold and that, you know. Well, you know, the Bible says you'll be able to throw all your gold and silver out in the streets in the last days and won't be able to buy you a piece of bread. Yeah. And number two, you know, lay up not treasures on earth where moth and thieves corrupt. These break through and steal, and stock markets crashes. That's my, I don't need living translation. the lay your treasures up in heaven. If you got so much money, you need a financial advisor, you got too much. You need to start giving it to missions and orphans and laying up your treasures in heaven.
Well, I appreciate that, Ricky. God is our ultimate treasure. We know that. We need to maintain an eternal perspective, hold God's money loosely, and live rich toward God. Here's what that means. Live in such a way that it's clear that above all else, we treasure and value God himself, and then money becomes a tool to accomplish his purposes. God bless you, my friend. Thanks for being our final word today. Big thanks to my team today, Pat, Taylor, and Devin, plus everybody here at FaithFi. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.